What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
A string.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really...
beat the dough out of the other one.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Calf.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
yeah, tight one.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he certainly looks...
tacky.
And could that word be used with reference to a woman as well as to a man?
Good, yes.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
And would you use a different expression if you were talking about a man, or could it be the same?
It would be the same.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he certainly is, for his age.
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
very lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
A peckerwood.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that spirits might live in?
A haunted house.
Okay. Are there any of those around here?
Yes, there is.
Do you know any stories about them?
No.
Have you ever heard anybody say that?
I've heard of haunts. Not. Most people call them haunts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe in them. I don't think there is such a thing. I've never seen one, and I've been out all times of the night. I've coon hunted and everything for miles back in the mountains by myself at all times of the night, and I have never seen anything that I didn't find out what it was. So I don't believe in haunts or hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some things that are supposed to bring bad luck?
Well, walking under a ladder for one, and a black cat for another one. And to me, a half of a mule shoe.
A half of a mule shoe?
If I see a half of a mule shoe, then I just as well turn around and go back.
Well, what's happened to you when you've seen a half of a mule
shoe? Well, I've had flat tires, and I've had various things like that happen.
Well, now that's interesting. Is that, do other people have that?
No.
So this is just...
This is my personal...
They say it's bad luck.
Yeah, a whippoorwill whipping around the house is not good luck.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what about owls? Or do you have owls here?
Yeah, we have owls, but there's no superstition to them, no.
What do you call a person who brings bad luck?
Well, we don't ever speak of anybody like that unless we'd say probably a witch.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Bastard.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
What do you call the box or the case that a dead person is put into for burial?
Do you mean the box or the casket?
Well, now, is there a difference between a box and a casket?
Oh, yeah. You see, there's a box that's about